Miracle at Riedemer House, Junior Version, Chapter 3B. Metty did her best to pretend she wanted to help with the dishes. What she was really doing was looking at where everything was placed in the kitchen. By the time the last dish was washed and dried, she had memorized where everything belonged. She opened the back door and threw out the tub of dirty dishwater, and while she did, she looked carefully for a good hiding place. When she returned, Mama Addie put the kitchen lamp out and locked the doors. Metty's plan was going just as she had hoped. The girls retired to their rooms for baths, then crowded into the study for evening devotions. Metty could not stand this part of the day. To sit around and listen to Mama Addie talk about God and love and kindness when they were surrounded by poverty and sickness and homelessness made her want to run away and return to the streets. It was just a bunch of big fat lies. If it weren't for the meals she was served every day, she would have been long gone. After reading the Bible, Mama Addie prayed, "Lord, let us never forget your kindness to us. For we all know it is the kindness of God that leads us to admit we have done wrong. And when we tell you we are sorry, we become your children, your much-loved children. Amen." Mama Addie tucked each precious child into bed every night with a kiss and a reminder that nothing can ever separate them from the love of God. When she came to Metty, who always pretended to be asleep, she noticed tear stains on the pillowcase. "Much loved, much loved." Metty could not stop thinking about these words. She thought she remembered them being spoken before. Was it a long time ago? Or perhaps in a fairy tale? Or maybe by some street preacher she once heard? But the way Mama Addie said them tonight made her feel something inside of her she had not felt for a long time, and it frightened her.